100% renewable energy. For many, especially people concerned about the impacts of climate change, that would be a dream. The question is that even possible?
The short answer is 100% is hard. It's really hard, but we can get pretty close with today's technologies.
Elena Krieger is the director of PSE Healthy Energy, a small think tank in Oakland. She spoke over the weekend at an event hosted by the Environmental Forum of Marin. When she says today's technologies, she's talking about things like solar and wind. So that's good news, right?
Unfortunately, we're not close. We're not even vaguely close. And we certainly can get a lot closer than we are today with the things that we have commercially ready and viable.
In the U.S., the bulk of the energy we use still comes from petroleum, about 35%. By contrast, wind is just 1.4%. Solar is 0.24%. Compared to other states, though, California has a relatively high portion of renewable energy entering the electric grid. About 5% of the electricity we use is commercial solar, with even more residential rooftop solar.
I think that we need to quickly roll out all of the technologies we have on hand. Wind is competitive with gas right now. Efficiency certainly saves money for everyone while reducing our energy consumption. And we need to scale those up quickly without building out new fossil infrastructure.
That's because once natural gas and coal-fired power plants go online, they're unlikely to go off for a couple decades.
And that means that you're committing yourself to emitting carbon dioxide from that infrastructure over the next 30 years.
How is cleaner energy going to reach people? One method will be through locally controlled, not-for-profit electricity providers like Sonoma Clean Power and Marin Clean Energy. They buy a greater proportion of low-carbon renewable energy than for-profit utilities like PG&E and Southern California Edison. We also need to evaluate methods of integrating energy, of storing energy that's created at one time of day and used at another.
And that's going to mean all these technologies we know how to make will now go on the grid. We'll learn how to operate them, optimize them, see which ones are the most commercially viable because there are an incredible number of different types of storage technologies. And by the time we really need them, when we have enough wind and solar on the grid that we need them to integrate and get to the next level, they'll be ready to go and we can just put them on and keep moving forward.
A more tricky part of the equation, she says, is using renewable energy in the transportation sector. Ships, trucks, and airplanes. Great options have been slow to arrive, so it's an area ripe for research and development. Krieger says the benefits of reaching 100% renewable energy, or even just getting really close to that, would extend beyond reducing greenhouse gas emissions. In a report compiled by the Solutions Project, an organization that has outlined 100% renewable energy scenarios for each state in the U.S., California could save 5% of its GDP, $120 billion each year, by avoiding illnesses and deaths caused by air pollution. The average price per kilowatt is expected to drop by more than half, if the political will can get us there. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.